So here it is. Are you ready? The comeback collage of a magnificent Buffalo Bills win.
Now it's Davis running left, trying to get to the corner flag, and he is in for the touchdown.
Beebe at the 10, at the 5, in for the touchdown. John Beebe was wide open, a blown assignment there. 38 yards, and the Bills have scored again.
4:29 left in the third. Here is Wright. Looking to throw, rolls out, throws down there is Reed at the 5, in for the touchdown. Andre Reed has scored. And now the Bills are back in this game.
As this game swung.
Oh, ho, ho. Here's Moon to throw.
And it's deflected and intercepted by Henry Jones at the 40, at the 30, the 25. And down he goes to the 23-yard line. It is pandemonium here at Rich Stadium.
Mike is going to the shotgun. And five at the 18. There's the snap. He backs up. He looks. He throws. Reed, touchdown! Reed for the touchdown! Unbelievable! The Bills are back in it now. Back to throw. He looks. He throws. Touchdown! Andre Reed for the touchdown! The Bills have scored! They have scored to take the lead with 3:08 to play in the game. Andre Reed, 3 straight touchdowns. And the Bills are 37-35 with the extra point coming up. Moon waiting. Takes the snap, drops back, has time, looking around, throws, intercepted by the Bills. It is picked off by Odoms down at the 35-yard line. 32 yards from the center of the field. Adam Lingner ready to snap it back. It's 38 all. Bills can win it here. Wright puts it down. The kick is on the way, and it is good. And the Bills have won it. The Bills have won it! The Bills have won it! They win it 41-38! Incredible! What a comeback by the Bills! It is bedlam! It is pandemonium! It is pandemonium! It is fantastic!
Listen to this crowd! Can we get a Do You Believe It, Ben?
Do you believe it?
And there it is, Ben! Miller, Do You Believe It? What a phenomenal job. Jim Pastrick, who is our production genius here at 97 Rock and WGR 55, put that all together, did a magnificent job right here on WGR News Radio 55.
Good evening. It's 11:05.
WGR News Radio 55, the home of the Buffalo Sabres. Every check, every save, and every goal on the home of the Sabres, WGR News Radio 55.
News, traffic, weather. When you see it happening, call Western New York's only radio news tip line, 883-NEWS, 24 hours a day, WGR News Radio 55.
Two-way talk in a one-newspaper town. The only place to get it is Buffalo's WGR News Radio 55.
WGR News Radio 55, Western New York's only 24-hour radio newsroom.
Now, with the second half play-by-play action, here's Van Miller, Mark Stout, and Rick Brown.
Well, we'll see what the Bills have left in them here in the second half. They're trailing 28-3, and now Van Miller ready to set for the play-by-play. The Bills have tried everything defensively. Warren Moon, almost inhuman. 19 out of 22, 218 yards.
Here's the kickoff now. It's a low shot that bounces off the tight end, Rob Ewald, and is recovered by the Bills at about the 35-yard line.
That was Kurt Schultz who got on the ball.
The Bills were out yardaged in the first half, 284 to 79. They got 30 yards rushing.
Well, the fans did greet the Bills on their way out with a chorus of cheers, trying to spur this team on. Everything you can look at from a numbers standpoint, the Bills were completely outplayed in that first half.
Here we go. First and 10 for the Bills. Another good drive start at the 36. Right to throw. He fires, and he's got a completion out there to Don Beebe. That'll be a first down up at the 47 or 8-yard line of the Bills. Jerry Gray, the right corner, made the tackle.
Quick out to Beebe, who, as he was being tackled, outstretched his arm with the ball in his hand. to get that first down yardage.
And Frank Reich is now 6 of 12 passing today.
Lofton flanks out to the left. Reed and BBR to the right. Reich goes under center, first and 10 at the 47. A run by Thurman Thomas. They string it out, and he slips and falls at the line of scrimmage for no gain. It'll be second and 10 for the Bills.
Thomas looking for a hole. Kept running outside. Never got it. He tried to cut back inside there at the last second, and it is a wet turf.
Yeah, he came back shaking his head saying, hey, I was looking for a hole, and finally just slipped down. But well, the defensive line stringing it out for the Oilers.
Chris Dishman and Steve Jackson were over there to make sure he stayed down. Here's a pass coming up and out to Thurman. He grabs it at the 45, and they've got him again at about the 48-yard line. He got just a yard. Dishman, the left corner there to stop the play. It'll be a third down coming up for the Bills. They'll need about 9 yards from their 48-yard line. Third and nine. 28-3. Do not adjust your radio set. The Oilers are leading. They were absolutely perfect in the first half. Right now in the shotgun on third and nine from his 48. Oilers line up in that four-man front. Reich drops back in the pocket, throws, and incomplete, and intercepted and taken away by the Oilers. Down the left sideline goes Bubba McDowell, and McDowell runs into the end zone for the touchdown. The ball went through the hands of the intended receiver, and Bubba McDowell wound up with it in his hands and raced down the sidelines 58 yards for the score. Do you believe it?
Well,
the Oilers erupt and lead 34-3.
Keith McKellar should have caught that pass. It was a little out away from his body, but he should have been able to bring that back in. Went right through his hands, the tip, and then into the arms of Bubba McDowell, who returns it for the touchdown.
Yeah, and he goes 58 yards, and the only guy that had somewhat of a shot at trying to knock him out of bounds was Glenn Parker, and he knew that wasn't going to happen.
Here's the extra point try. 34-3, the Oilers lead on that intercepted pass and return by Bubba McDowell. And the kick on the way, and it is up, and it is good. And the Oilers are just gushing with points here, leading now 35-3. This is Van Miller with Greg Brown and Mark Stout. You're listening to the Bills Football Network.
Attention all business people. Investors Business Daily gives you super smart stock tables, easy-to-use market data, and hot tips on the best mutual funds. Investors Business Daily also tells you what new stocks all of the best mutual funds bought recently. The unique news analysis in Investors Business Daily helps you spot new winners in the stock market, as well as stay on top of important business trends. If you act now, you can get 13 weeks for only $49. Call 1-800-441-4343. Plus, use your credit card and you'll get the new audio tape, Your Guide to Investors Business Daily, free. To order 13 weeks of Investor's Business Daily, call toll-free 1-800-441-4343. That's 1-800-441-4343. Don't delay. Someone is waiting to take your call now. Call 1-800-441-4343.
When your skin is dry, so dry it itches, Aveeno, soothing skincare with natural oatmeal for dry, itchy skin. Aveeno cleansers and moisturizers for dry skin. No soap, no fancy perfumes. Just powder fine oatmeal blended with rich emollients to relieve itchy dryness. A little oatmeal can make you feel good all over. Dermatologists recommend it. Aveeno.
When the Bills game's over, the analysis begins. Hear it happening live after every game, only on the home of the two-time AFC champion, Buffalo Bills, WGR News Radio 55.
Bubba McDowell takes the interception 58 yards for the touchdown, 35-3. The Houston Oilers lead this wild card playoff game. The pass intended for Keith McKellar off his hands, and again right into the arms of Bubba McDowell.
Here's the kickoff coming up by Al Del Greco. Just an incredible, incredible game for the Bills. You just cannot believe this is happening to this team, which had an excellent 11-5 season.
Yeah, I want to look ahead a little bit. It might be too early, but the Oilers get to play Pittsburgh next weekend, and that's a team that defeated the Oilers twice this year, opening the year winning in the Astrodome, and I believe on an Al Del Greco missed field goal that the Oilers probably could have won that game.
Here's the kickoff now by Del Greco. And along the ground, and Mark Maddox, the ball ran into him, and I don't know, the Oilers might have it. At the 48 or 9-yard line, they're fighting over the ball now, and a big tug of war going on between the 45 and midfield. The ball hit Mark Maddox, and an Oiler is injured on that.
And that was bizarre. He kicked off, and it was a squibber that was more of a liner, and it just hit Mark Maddox in the foot.
Maddox comes up with it. Gary Brown is down.
So the Bills will get the ball, and they'll get it up close to midfield.
That's the second straight kickoff. The last one that he kicked off hit Rob Awald right in the chest before he even knew it was kicked. This one hits Maddox. That's Gary Brown down, the running back who scored a touchdown last weekend in the Astrodome.
The Bills get a 50-yard line drive start here, or very close to it. They haven't set the ball down yet. Independent Health congratulates safety Henry Jones, the quality coverage player of the year. A donation in Henry's honor goes to First Night from Western New York's largest HMO. Independent Health, quality coverage you can depend on. Well, the Bills have had some great drive starts, I'll say that. The 44, the 35, the 30, the 36, and now midfield. But they have come up virtually empty here. A timeout on the field, and you're listening to the Bills Football Network.
Mr. Bullock, I know you're still buying Patek Philippe, Rolex, and other fine watches. Why is now a good time to sell?
Our national program has created a tremendous resale market for old Patek Philippe, Cartier, Rolex, and other fine watches. We pay more simply because we sell more. In fact, we even have a pre-sold waiting list.
Well, after buying thousands of old watches for many years, you must have a very simple program that makes it easy to sell your watch.
We surely do. Call toll-free for information about this exciting program that makes it possible for you to sell your old watch for thousands of dollars.
Call 1-800-338-8150. 1-800-338-8150.
We want to buy your Patek Philippe, Vacheron, Cartier, Rolex, Movado, or any two- or three-dial watch. Also buy an estate and pre-owned jewelry, large diamonds now.
Call free 1-800-338-8150. 1-800-338-8150. Sponsored by Bullock Estate and Diamond Brokers of Houston.
The itching is a hot prickly heat, usually between the toes. Very painful.
Jonathan Canfield of Bangor, Maine is telling us about Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
With a Gold Bond, I put it in the shoes, I put it in the socks, I put it between the toes, and the itch stops.
Gold Bond's triple action is the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide.
So it's one product I can consistently use without worrying.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed.
Kelly, Conlon, Levy, and Polian at 55 after every hour on Breakfast with Bowerly. Early mornings only on the home of the Bills, WGR News Radio 55.
Well, the Bills do come up with it. Well, Mark Maddox comes up with it on the kickoff, and they start off at the 50-yard line.
Bills line up with their three wide receivers set. And tight end Pete Metzlar is off on the left side of the formation. First and 10 in midfield. Frank Reich dropping back in the pocket. Lets it fly over the middle, and it is caught down there by Metzlars at the 30, and he runs down to the 25. He actually got it about the 32-yard line. The defensive back ran by him, and Al Smith, the linebacker, finally stopped him down at the Houston 26-yard line.
Boy,
this is the deepest penetration for the Bills, 24 yards.
Linebacker Eddie Robinson went up, almost able to get a piece of that ball. In fact, he did, and Pete Metzelaar is making the sliding catch. No one hitting him. He got up and ran for the extra yards.
Here's the first down play at the Oiler 26. Reich to throw again. Lets it fly. Makes a completion to the 20 to Andre Reed. A gain of 6 yards. It'll be second and four. 12:30 to play in the third quarter. 35-3, the Oilers leading.
Bills going into kind of a sugar huddle.
Now they come to the line of scrimmage. Center Ken Hell flops over the ball. Quarterback Frank Reich goes right in behind him, and they set Thurman Thomas off to the left side. Waiting for the snap. Back to throw, or Kenneth Davis, rather. And here's a sack on Reich back at the 32-yard line. They got him again. It was the left end, William Fuller, who got through to make the sack.
Well, you can see House Ballard. I don't know whether he's yelling. You never see him yell at anybody, but he and Glenn Parker involved in quite a discussion there.
Yeah. 11 yards on the sack. And the ball is spotted at the 31-yard line of the Oilers, third and 15 for the Bills. 11:50 to play. Reich in the shotgun. Reed moves over into the left slot. Oilers just using that four-man front and dropping off in the secondary. Here's Reich to throw. And he's got the completion to Reed, and I believe they will give him the first down to the 15-yard line.
Yep.
And he is shaken up on that play. He took a vicious hit and is still down, being assisted up now, and appears to be all right.
Boy, Marcus,
first down for the Bills.
Marcus Robertson, the free safety, hit him hard. First, Marcus Robertson hit Don Beebe pretty hard last week to the point where Beebe was knocked out of the game, literally.
First down at the 15-yard line of the Oilers. Bills trail 35-3. Must get a touchdown here after giving one up on the deflected interception. Here's Reich to throw. Out into the left flat. Reed, and it is incomplete. He had his hands on it, along with Steve Jackson was right down there with him, and the ball might have made contact with Jackson. At any rate, Reed could not hold it. He ran a post pattern to the left corner flag and just could not hold it. A little hitch and go. He had beaten the man. He had to come back for the ball a little bit or wait for it, and Jackson got an arm in there and disrupted the play. It bounced off Jackson's right arm. Second and 10 at the 15-yard line. Reich in the shotgun. A run by Thurman. At the 15, at the 10, Kenneth Davis to the 7.
Kenneth Davis actually has been in there this entire drive,
yep.
Supposedly because they just are needing a blocking back, and they don't want Thurman Thomas to do that.
Because they're in the passing mode.
Thurman Thomas is on the sideline.
Davis with a nice run. Down to the 7-yard line. Third and 2.
I'm sorry, he's not coming in.
Out to the right goes Beebe. Kenneth Davis lines up with Frank Reich off on his left side. In behind tackle Will Wolford. It is third and 2. The ball at the 7-yard line. Reich now goes up in behind his center, taking his time to call the play. There's plenty of time on the play clock. Now Reich is back under center, going to throw. Flyers it, and it is incomplete down at the goal line. And Andre Reed wanted a interference call against Steve Jackson, but doesn't get it. It's fourth and 2.
He actually wanted one on the previous call. He kind of thought Jackson might have been face guarding him on that play before, and this time Jackson jams him, maybe 5 yards.
Like he was holding.
Yeah. Andre Reed was upset about.
Could have been holding.
Looked like it was holding. He was holding him.
I still think the Bills did not get a call on that first drive.
They have been held on downs once in this game. Now it's fourth and 2 at the Houston 7-yard line. Reich waiting. Gives it to Kenneth Davis. He runs for the first down and more and jams it down to about the 2-yard line. First and goal. 5 yards for Kenneth Davis. Al Smith, the middle linebacker, stopped him. And the Bills just a couple of yards away from their first touchdown of this game. But they have a long way to come back. 35-3. And here is Davis again, diving to the goal line, and he does not get in. He's right at the goal line. We're 9-9:32 left in the third quarter. Bills will go to their tackle eligible now. They bring in McKellar. They bring in Mitch Farratt to play tackle. Bring in the fullback on the play, Carwell Gardner.
Bills getting a good push on that line, but Kenneth Davis trying to leap over. So Davis and Carwell Gardner.
Bills huddling back at the 10. Here they come. Second and goal, a half a yard away. Davis and Carwell Gardner are the backs. Now they overshift. They give it to Carwell here. No, it's Davis running left, trying to get to the corner flag, and he is in for the touchdown. So the Bills have finally scored. With 8:52 left in the third quarter, they go 50 yards. He beat Al Smith, the middle linebacker, and the Bills have scored and now trail 35-9 with 8:52 left in the game.
Carwell Gardner led the way, the whole way, blocking Marcus Robertson, who wanted a hold call. And a good job by Carwell Gardner.
Bills showed a little bit different kind of a formation there, where they had McKellar
And Metzler, the tight ends, break out to the right, land the ball the opposite way to the left.
Davis went in untouched. Here's Christie to try the point. Reichel spotted. He does. And Christie kicks it up and good. 10 plays, 50 yards, 4 minutes and 23 seconds. Houston 35, Buffalo 10 with 8:52 left in the third quarter. Van Miller with Greg Brown and Mark Stout. You're listening to the Bills Football Network.
Your old furnace may be costing you more than it's worth. Why ask for trouble? Ask the pros at Sears about a new energy-efficient furnace, because a furnace that saves energy saves you money. Call 1-800-553-9700 now for a free in-home estimate. During January, a 75,000 BTU gas furnace with 80% efficiency is now only $599. If your furnace is over 10 years old, it can't compare with a new energy-efficient Sears model, one that pays for itself and more in energy savings. You'll get quality installation fast, even in emergencies. Plus, there are a number of financing plans. So if you're tired of high heating costs, call Sears now. Contractor license numbers available on request. Sears, the most trusted name around the house. Call now for your free in-home estimate at 1-800-553-9700. There's no obligation. This offer ends on January 31st. So call 1-800-553-9700.
Well, I'm the kind of guy who likes to get around. In my cousin's Capri, my roam from town to town. I got a 3.1 liter V6 engine, 4-speed automatic with overdrive, cruise control, power windows, power lock, air and more.
Just $15,995.
The Oldsmobile Special Edition Cutlass Supreme.
They call me the Wonder.
It's all yours.
Yeah, the Wonder.
For a song. MSRP, tax and license extra.
Don't listen to Buffalo bashing. Turn down the TV sound and turn up Van and Greg to hear all the excitement of the two-time AFC champions on the home of the Bills, WGR News Radio 55.
4 minutes, 23 seconds. Frank Reich engineers a 10-play drive covering 50 yards. Kenneth Davis goes in from a yard out. And the Bills, they get a 35-10 game.
Hey, remember, Frank Reich is a senior in Maryland. Engineered one of the greatest comebacks in the history of college football. Maryland was trailing by 31-0 to Miami. He and the Terps ended up beating the Hurricanes 42-40. Maybe he could do a 32-point comeback, huh?
Well,
you never know.
Nothing is impossible. 35-10 is the score. 8:52 to play in the third quarter. Here's Christie ready to run up and kick it off the tee. And a little onside kickoff, and it didn't go far enough. Wait a minute. Yes, it did. Let's see who got the ball.
Yes, sir.
They have the ball.
You better believe they do.
And
guess who does it? Christie.
Christie got his own onside kickoff out at the 48-yard line. So maybe the Bills can turn it here.
That kind of happened a few weeks ago when Denver tried that. Brad Deluiso kicked it and recovered it himself.
Well, so Marv Levy surprising the Oilers here with the onside kick. Great job. Just a little squibber by Christie, who slid in there, was able to knock the ball loose and pick it up off the turf.
So the Bills get it right back with 8:46 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, the only guy who had a shot for the Oilers was Rick Kraft, the linebacker, and Mark Pike just blew him right out with a block.
Here is Wright coming up behind his center. Bills get another score here. They will change the complexion of this game considerably. Down 35-10. Here is Wright back to throw. Lets it go, and he underthrows, but it's completed there at the 42-yard line to Don Beebe.
Oh,
Beebe had to go down crouching low to make that reception in the left flat in front of cornerback Jerry Gray, and that's just a little bit short of a first down. It'll be second and one for the Bills at the Oilers' 43-yard line.
Well, Beebe came up with it and showed the official that he had the ball. For a moment, it looked as though before Gray touched him,
here,
the ball came loose.
Right under center, going to throw on second and one, and this time the same kind of a pass. This time Beebe doesn't hold it. It was thrown too low for him at the 37-yard line. Gray and Bubba McDowell made the play. Now, had McDowell not intercepted that last pass on the Bills' first possession to take it in for the 58-yard return for the touchdown, this would be an entirely different ball game at this point.
Bills report to Fina and Farratt as eligible.
It is third down and one at the 43 of the Oilers. Of course, it's a four-down game now for the Oilers. The Oilers are getting their huge man in there, Doug Smith, who is playing the right side of the line. It is third and one at the 43. A flag on the play, a run by Carwell Gardner.
It's going
to
come
and
back.
A first down to the 38, but might have been movement by the Bills.
Yep, well, I know Smith moved, big number 99, whether he was drawn off.
Bills are sending their wideouts back on. We'll have to wait for the referee, Jerry Austin, to make the call. To the Bills' credit, they are hanging in there in this game.
Offside, number 99. All right.
It was Doug Smith. Of course, Doug's stomach could be offside.
Hey, that was the play where Mitch Farratt was lined up in the backfield blocking for Carwell Gardner.
And McKellar in motion.
Yeah. Yep, on 99.
He went on the count.
Bills ready to run a play here, and the officials trying to get things sorted out where the ball should be. They have it spotted at the 38-yard line. They're waiting for the chain gang to move downfield. Ball is spotted at the order, 38, equidistant from the sidelines. Here's Reich under center, 35 to 10, 8:05 to play in the game. Reich waiting, four-man rush, drops back in the pocket, sails it long, Beebe at the 10, at the 5, in for the touchdown. John Beebe was wide open, a blown assignment there, 38 yards, and the Bills have scored again. And now trail 35-16 with the extra point coming up.
A blown assignment indeed. He put a move on the corner, Jerry Gray, and was wide open down the near sideline, and suddenly Rich Stadium has awakened.
You never know. 35-16 with the extra point coming up. Bills are fired up now. They are really fired up. Boy, that Bubba McDowell touchdown looks mighty big on that scoreboard now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You take seven off that total, make it 28-17. It's a ball game. Well, it's still a game now, 35-16. Here's the extra point, and Christie kicks it up and through. And the Bills have very quickly struck for 14 points here with 7:56 to play in the third quarter. You got to believe if you're a Bills fan. You're listening to the Bills Football Network.
Homeowners, it's no secret that interest rates are lower today than they have been in years. That means that it's time for you to stop paying those high interest rates on your credit cards, as high as 21% in some cases. If you own your home, call 1-800-782-9500 now and find out how a home equity line from HFC could help you pay off those credit cards once and for all. Once you're approved, you could have the money you need to consolidate your monthly credit card bills into just one payment. You may be surprised by how much you may actually save each month. And unlike the interest on your credit cards, the interest on your HFC home equity line is usually 100% tax deductible. See your tax advisor. It only makes good sense to take advantage of today's low interest rates. So start the fast approval process now with HFC. There's no obligation. Real estate loans are made by Household Finance Realty Corporation of New York. Call now at 1-800-782-9500. 1-800-782-9500.
Dear Hooked on Phonics, my son has shown great progress in his ability to read and comprehend since we ordered Hooked on Phonics. His motivation to do well is much improved, as well as his self-confidence. Now I no longer need to read his homework instructions to him. I can say without reservation that Hooked on Phonics is an outstanding program. Signed, J.R., New Franken, Wisconsin. For Hooked on Phonics plus SRA Reading Laboratories, call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
When the plows hit the street,
not my driveway.
Mike Rosman tells you which streets are clear and which ones aren't. Traffic and weather together on the 10s on WGR News Radio 55.
The Oilers have nine men up, suspecting another onside kick. I think Christie will kick it downfield. Leonard Harris is the deep man. He pooches it very high, and it is caught by an Oiler down there at about the 28-yard line. That was a different variation.
That was caught on a fair catch
for the ball again now. Let's see who winds up with the ball.
But
the Oilers look like they had it, but now we'll see there's a tug-of-war going on out there.
I'll tell you something else. The line judge got knocked down. He's hurting.
The player that called for the fair catch, I don't think, caught the ball.
No, he collided with Leonard Harris, I believe.
Looked like the Oilers had it, and apparently
it was Tony Brown who called for the fair catch.
Now, if another player catches it,
it was
Brown ended up.
It was Brown who ended up with it.
Yeah, Tony Brown.
Oh, that ball just was coming loose too, but Leonard Harris is the other man. His body kind of kept it close to Brown.
That was a great kind of pooch kick by Christie, because they had nine guys up and he kind of put it in between.
Hey, there's a little sign that the camera has caught here from one fan. I don't hear the fat lady singing yet.
The Oilers start at the 31. This crowd has been whipped into a frenzy.
Well, now it's time for the defense. The offense has done its job, two straight plays. Now the defense.
The fat lady doesn't even have a tuning fork.
Well, let's see how the Bills start off.
There's a fair catch signal on the kickoff. However, the ball was bobbled between two receivers. That takes the fair catch off.
Well, it's a first down. You heard the explanation by Gary Austin. This crowd is in a tizzy now. And Warren Moon wants to silence them. Let's see what he does on first down from the Oilers 31. The 12th man has come to play in the second half. Here's Moon to throw. Looks around, throws it, and he's got a completion there, but the receiver is nailed at the 35, Webster Slaughter. So there's a gain on the play of about 4 yards. It'll be second down.
A pretty good hit by Marcus Patton.
Well, and
Carl
and
Bailey.
3 yards, second and seven. Bailey really made a hit.
Bills again, as they did when they finished the first half, in the base 3-4, relying on those linebackers in this zone, and they've got to come up quickly. And in that case, Marcus Patton and Carlton Bailey did that.
Patton actually hit him first. Second and seven now. The ball at the 34 of the Oilers. They lead 35-17. 7:09 to play in the third quarter. Warren Moon under center. Let's see if he runs his tailback, Lorenzo White. He does, and they stop him. They stop him in his tracks at the 34-yard line. Bill Hansen got in and read that play. It'll be a third and seven coming up. The Oilers have not punted all day.
Well,
today's game is brought to you by Nationwide Insurance. For all your insurance needs, Nationwide is on your side. Check the yellow pages for the Nationwide agent nearest you. It'll be third and seven. Greg?
Well, this is the play of the game so far for the Bills right here. The defense has got to stop the Oilers if they have any chance in this game right here and right now.
Third and seven. 6:29 to play in the third quarter. And the Bills in a frenzy along with their fans. Third and seven. Moon has not been forced to bring his punter into the game yet. Givens goes in motion. And here's Moon to pass. Back in the pocket. Looking around. He throws it downfield. And it's incomplete at the Bills' 40-yard line. Through the hands of Curtis Duncan, the intended receiver.
But guess who got over there in a big way? Mark Kelso, number 38, got over there and knocked the ball loose. What a play from Mark Kelso. Huge play.
Here comes Greg Montgomery, a guy who last week averaged 59.2 yards punting, the best average in a game in 46 years.
Dropping back to the 20-yard line, Montgomery takes a high snap. Oh, it was almost blocked. The kick is away, and it will bounce at the 40 and turn upfield. And the Bills are going to get a nice drive start here at the 41 or 2-yard line. 6:01 to play in the third quarter. Don't go away. It's 35-17 Oilers, and the Bills have the ball again. You're listening to the Bills Football Network.
Hi, David Garner here, president of Connect Long Distance. You know, this whole competitive phone company thing is not about Ma or apple pie or all this other feel-good emotional stuff the big boys are always trying to sell you on TV. It's about light pulses. You see, these light pulses are what move your end of the conversation to wherever it is you want to send it. And they don't care if you're calling your mom or your parole officer. It makes no difference to them at all. So, since all these long-distance phone companies offer the same technology, I think your choice should come down to one thing. Who's going to move these light pulses over the line for the least amount of money? Well, that'd be Connect. We guarantee the lowest rates, anywhere from 5 to 20% lower rates than the big boys' basic rates, every minute of every hour of every day. We'll even switch you over to Connect for free. So just listen.
Go with the experienced news professionals, John Zach, Ray Marks, Craig Edwards, and the 24-hour news team. WGR News Radio 55.
Mo has swung the way of the Bills right now. First down on the 41-yard line. The defense does come up big. Three and out, and back comes the offense.
Frank Reich with Kenneth Davis, his running back. Herman's ribs may be hurting him. Davis has been in there the entire second half. Fake handoff and a roll out to the right and a pass downfield. Caught at the 41-yard line of the Houston Oilers. The reception made by
Lofton.
Lofton.
What a beautiful play fake by Frank Reich and Kenneth Davis. And they even pulled Glenn Parker.
18 yards on the pass to Lofton.
Yeah, nice little kind of bootleg look.
Beautiful Lofton, play fake.
Lofton comes out to the left now against Jerry Gray, the corner. Reich under center. First and 10. Here's a run by Kenneth Davis. They wrap him up and stop him for virtually no gain. Maybe a yard to the 40-yard line. Sean Jones, the right end, made the tackle. 5:34 to play in the third quarter. 35-17 Oilers lead.
And again, they switch. Doug Smith is in on running downs. He leaves in favor of number 97, Lee Williams. The Oilers in that 4-2 front.
Reich using three wide receivers and Kenneth Davis at his side in the shotgun on second and 9. Reich waiting. Takes the snap. Drops back in the pocket. Steps forward. Throws long. Wide open. DB. And he's got it. A flag on the play. He is out of bounds at the goal line.
I think he may have gone out of bounds and come back in.
Well, I don't know. Chris Dishman is saying it's coming back because maybe DB pushed off. I don't know.
Number 79.
Start. Oh, boy.
5 yards.
79.
Must be Will Wolford, 69. There's no 79 on the offensive line. What a play. How Beebe has gotten so open, I don't understand.
He's put on some phenomenal moves. Early on, Jerry Gray for the touchdown. And
there is no foul downfield.
Foul downfield, so BB stayed in bounds.
Howard Ballard, who was called, who released from the line early, anticipating the block.
Oh, boy. That brings it back to the 45-yard line of the Oilers and take away a huge play. The Bills would add it first and goal, a foot away. Now they have a second and 14. Boy, BB has gotten wide open. He scored the one touchdown.
We understand from the sideline that it's Thurman Thomas's hip that was banged up last week.
We set the clock to 5:12. 5:12.
They're putting time back on the clock here. Oh, what a huge play to lose for the Bills. Given the situation, 35-17, they trail.
Now, obviously, Chris Dishman knew all the way because maybe that's why Todd Beebe was so wide open.
Here is Reich in the shotgun. Dropping back in the pocket. The blitz is on. He throws short. 50. Down to the 45. 40. 35. Kenneth Davis. 30. And tumbling down to about the 25 or 6-yard line goes Kenneth Davis. A tremendous play on the little right screen. Jerry Gray flipped him after a 19-yard gain. First down for the Bills.
And that's really the first time that screen has worked all day. The Bills have tried it a couple of times, but great anticipation previously by Steve Jackson. This time, Glenn Parker was able to get out there and at least put a little bit of a block on Jackson to hold him up.
Bills have the ball at the Oiler 26-yard line. 4:29 left in the third. Here is Reich. Looking to throw. Rolls out. Throws. Down there is Reed at the 5. In for the touchdown. Andre Reed has scored. And now the Bills are back in this game. 26 yards.
Has this game swung?
Ho-ho-ho!
Like a tidal wave here at Rich Stadium.
Unbelievable.
And the fans know it. The players are all running down to the end zone.
Yep.
High-fiving Andre Reed. And I'll tell you what, the other thing, that screen pass set that up because all of a sudden the defense of the Houston Oilers has to hold back and it's buying Frank Reich some time.
35-23, here's the extra point try by Steve Christie. A remarkable turnaround by the Bills. The spot, the kick, and the extra point is good. And now the Bills trail by 11 points, 35-24. They go 59 yards in four plays in a minute and 40 seconds and survive a 5-yard penalty in that quick drive. 4:21 left in the third quarter. Don't go away and fasten your seatbelt.
You know, Greg, you talked about the screen setting that up, and let's go back to that screen play to Kenneth Davis. Glenn Parker, who's been maligned at times this season and had one tough outing against Ray Childress at the Astrodome, he laid the block that opened things up, and I think that some of the DBs are biting on that screen, which is why the wide receivers for the Bills are getting open.
Yeah, in this case, Mark, it was Steve Jackson, the nickel back who was assigned to Andre Reed.
Yeah.
When he saw Frank Reich roll out just a little bit, he thought that the screen again might be coming or the quick pass out into the flat to Kenneth Davis. And Andre Reed put on a nice acting job because he just kind of released from the line nonchalant and then took off toward the corner. The pass was there, and the Bills have come back in a, well, just an incredible, as we said, tidal wave of emotion here at Rich Stadium.
Well, you know, the Oilers haven't won here since 1976, four straight losses. Since 1980, Houston 1-6 on the road in postseason games, winning only in Cleveland in 88. Let's see if we can keep those numbers intact.
How big does Bubba McDowell's touchdown look now? Without that deflected interception and 58-yard play, it would be 28-24 instead of 35-24. Again, they have nine men up. Suspicious that the Bills may go for that pooch punt again, and that pooch kick, and they're inviting it by using this alignment are the Oilers.
Leonard Harris, the lone man.
Leonard Harris. Harris waiting back at the 10-yard line. The ball will be held by Lamb, and Christie boots this one deep. And Harris will let it bounce into the end zone and will not try to bring it out. And the Oilers will get a drive start at the 20-yard line. Now it's up to the Bills' defense. And they finally forced a punt.
A lot of time left.
Quarter.
A lot of time left.
35-24, the Oilers lead. The Bills have made a remarkable turnaround here, exploding for three quick third period touchdowns when they seemed hopelessly out of it at 35-3. But now the Oilers take over at the 20-yard line, and Warren Moon is the last man to the huddle. The run and shoot may need some points yet.
And again, this defense that has suddenly stopped the Oilers, at least it did on that last drive, is the base 3-4.
The Bills have outgained the Oilers 176 yards to 3 in this third quarter, which has 4:13 left. First down at the 20. Moon dropping back in the pocket. Flag on the play. Completion out to the 25 and bumping out of bounds on Webster Slaughter. But I believe there was motion against the Oilers.
Lorenzo White got up out of his stance in the backfield.
And the reason he did was because the Bills were showing blitz with Carlton Bailey, who did
come. Illegal motion. Two men moving at the same time. 5 yards. Still first down.
And now, for the first time really since the start of this ball game, the Oilers are having trouble hearing on the line.
It is first and 15, back at the 15 for the Oilers. 4:07 to play in the third quarter. The clock running. The Oilers up 35-24. Bills very much back in this game, and the crowd is being exhorted to higher decibel level in the cheering by the players on the sideline. Bills in a three-man front. Oilers using their four wideouts. Here's Moon to throw. Looking around, throws, and it's deflected and intercepted by Henry Jones at the 40, at the 30, the 25, and down he goes to the 23-yard line. It is pandemonium here at Rich Stadium. The crowd in a frenzy, and the Bills have the ball at the 23, 18-yard return by Henry Jones on the interception.
The real deal. I can't believe this. Is just smiling from ear to ear, the defensive backs coach. That was off the hand of Webster Slaughter.
Yep.
And Henry Jones, who picked off eight passes during the regular season, once again was Johnny on the spot, and the Bills are deep in the Oilers' territory.
Starting at the 23-yard line, down by 11, 3:35 to play in the third quarter. Frank White goes under center. Kenneth Davis is set back. Oilers in a four-man front. Davis runs right. Davis darts and gets down to around the 20-yard line. He got maybe a tough 3 yards on the play. The tackle made by William Fuller, the big left end out of North Carolina.
And as they have been doing, the big 350-pound Doug Smith, who was activated today, leaves in favor of Lee Williams.
That guy can barely get off the field.
I keep telling him to hurry up. Well, he's hurrying.
Here come the Bills now. Beebe wide to the right against Dishman. The other two wideouts come to the left. Reich in a passing situation on second and 7. Here's a running play. Davis at the 20. And, oh, they've got him wrapped up at about the 18-yard line. Al Smith, the middle linebacker, stopped what could have been a sizable game. And now the Bills go to a third down play. They need 5 yards for the first down, about 5.5. They've got to get to the 13-yard line.
They say Jim Richards, the fastest guy on the offensive line. I see why, how quickly he came out.
as they pulled number 51. He got a great block on William Fuller, but that play didn't develop.
Wright goes under center. Looks like they want to throw. They line up two wideouts left. It is third down and five at the 18-yard line. Wright waiting. Takes the snap, drops back, cocks the arm, can't find anybody, rolls out to the right, now throws incomplete. Incomplete. Now let's see if the Bills are going to the field goal here.
I think they would. You've got to get to 12 points.
No, they're going to go for it, apparently.
I'm not sure about that.
They're going to go for it. Well, remember, they're down by 11.
Right.
Three, and they still need a touchdown and a field goal to win.
Yeah, they can
miss it here and win it with two touchdowns.
True. They still have a lot of time.
And they have, well... Fourth and five at the 18-yard line. 2:05 to play. Boy, this sets up the second-guessers club, that's for sure.
Well, it also shows great confidence in the Bills coaching staff on the defense.
Now
and
a timeout. Wright. Timeout called by Wright. He will come to the sideline.
Timeout Buffalo there first.
Thurman Thomas with his helmet off is out applauding his team. We're going to take a little break here. Sheridan Chrysler Plymouth wishes everyone in Western New York a very happy holiday season and cordially invites everyone to come and see the dynamic new Chrysler Concord. Fly with a Concord, the revolutionary car of the 90s, starting at $17,299 at Sheridan Chrysler Plymouth, 3845 Sheridan Drive. Go for the Sheridan Drive at Sheridan Chrysler Plymouth.
The Houston Oilers... with seven defensive backs in the game.
And the Bills are down by 11 now, so you need either two touchdowns or a couple of field goals and a touchdown. And, you know, they're certainly in field goal range for Steve Christie, to say the least.
They're
showing a lot of confidence, not only in their offense and Frank Reich, how he's moving the ball, but most especially their defense.
Now, Van, were you going to say to see if they can maybe draw a penalty?
I was thinking that, but you know, they got the ball on the 23-yard line,
right.
So it would be, you'd bite a nail in half if you didn't get something here. Reich is going to the shotgun, fourth and five at the 18. There's the snap. He backs up. He looks. He throws. Reed, touchdown! Reed for the touchdown! Unbelievable! The Bills are back! What a throw to Andre Reed. He went low about 2 yards into the end zone and made that reception. It is pandemonium here at Rich Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Like never before. Incredible. He beat Steve Jackson in the end zone.
Number 83, welcome back.
Oh, man.
Extra point try coming up. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. The Bills have scored 27 points on their way to 28 in this period. 2 minutes left. Extra point try. It's down, it's up, and it's good. And the Bills now are back within four of the Oilers. And now, how big does that Bubba McDowell interception look?
Looks big, but the Bills are coming up with big plays of their own, defensively and offensively. The offensive line has taken up this challenge. And now, all of a sudden, they're not letting anybody near Frank Reich.
Let me just say, who has caught the last two touchdown passes
yes,
in this game? The forgotten man, Andre Reed.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
put a move on the line on number 24, Steve Jackson, the post pattern, and he was there.
Is it just me, or does it look like the 9,000 tickets that were remaining earlier today have suddenly gone to fans
I
here?
I think people found their way in here somehow.
Oh, man.
It's incredible because, you know, the Oilers had a two deep zone there. They had two guys back, but
we've seen
Andre Reed able to go inside.
That's the play that Jim Kelly used to use with Andre Reed last season, where he just goes right over the middle and catches the touchdown pass almost virtually right near the goalpost, right in the center of the end zone.
Well, win or lose this game, I'll tell you, the Bills have shown great heart.
You're right.
Unbelievable. Just an incredible turnaround in this game. And it has a long way to go, but the Bills certainly have surged with incredible fireball momentum here. Ready for the kickoff. And here is Christie, and he hits this one high and short, and it is taken there at the 17-yard line, and a nice tackle is made downfield by Gauganius up around the 22-yard line on the return man. Darryl Lewis. And so now the Oilers, with 1:52 left in the third quarter, and after leading 35-3, have watched the Bills surge back for 28 points. They start from the 22-yard line. This crowd is in an absolute tizzy.
We are witnessing one of the most remarkable games in the history of this game. And this is just... It's unbelievable. They're absolutely unbelievable.
Here come the Oilers. This crowd is absolutely whipped into a frenzy. It is first down and 10 at the 22. Warren Moon under center. Takes the snap, drops back, throws a little screen. It's dropped in there. Incomplete forward pass to the tailback Lorenzo White.
Lorenzo White, his job was to block just for a moment. Daryl Talley in on the blitz. But Daryl Talley was able to engage him long enough and then get in on Moon, where the pass was just a little bit to the left and high of Lorenzo White.
That was a great play by Daryl Talley. Could have had a sack, could have knocked the ball down, did enough, just knocked Lorenzo White around, and he couldn't concentrate.
Second and 10 at the 22. You cannot hear yourself think at Rich Stadium. Moon under center. Motion by the wide receiver, Webster Slaughter. Second and 10, Moon to throw. Looking around, he throws, and it is caught upfield. A terrific reception made at the 38-yard line by Webster Slaughter. He had to go low to catch that ball in front of Mark Kelso, and the Oilers move the chains forward on a 16-yard pass.
A great play. They run the seam route to Webster Slaughter, and he was able to get behind Daryl Talley.
I almost thought Carlton Bailey was going to get his hands on that. He jumped up as high as he could and tried to knock it down.
First down for the Oilers at their 38-yard line. They lead 35-31 after leading 35-3 at halftime or early in the third quarter. Here's Moon to throw again. Looking around, and they spray. He loses the ball, but it is recovered by the Oilers. Back at the 29-yard line, White fell on the loose ball.
Another great play by Daryl Talley.
Yes, sirree. Daryl Talley knocked it loose. Lorenzo White was in the block, but Talley wouldn't think of it. Ran over number 44, got to Moon, the ball knocked loose, but recovered by Houston.
Second down and 20 for the Oilers. A 10-yard loss on the play. Daryl Talley. Whipped into a frenzy by this crowd.
I think it was Mike Munchak that had the fall on it.
Ball at the 28-yard line of the Oilers. Second and 20. 35-31 Houston lead. Warren Moon with his running back Lorenzo right behind. Dropping back. Cocking the arm. Throwing. It's batted down by linebacker Bailey. Carlton Bailey. Got a hand on it. Third and 20.
That's what he tried to do before.
Well, that's what the Bills haven't done or did not do in the first half when they were blitzing the linebacker. They weren't doing anything, but now they're putting pressure and at least getting their arm up. And in this case, Carlton Bailey able to knock the ball down.
Well, Greg, on that type of a blitz, he came but kind of held his ground, i.e. last year's game against Denver with John Elway throwing, just stood there by the line of scrimmage, didn't go all the way in and had the sense to bat the ball down.
Third and 20 for the Oilers at their 28-yard line. Warren Moon under center. The crowd roaring and then roaring louder. Moon waiting for the snap. Dropping back in the pocket. Looking around, he throws, and it's almost intercepted by Henry Jones. It went through the hands of the intended receiver, Webster Slaughter.
Slaughter almost able to, well, he got a hand on it, almost identical to the last interception by Henry Jones.
And how about who was covering Slaughter? Carlton Bailey ended up picking him up.
The punter has come on again. Greg Montgomery waiting back for this punt is Clifford Hicks. The Bills trail 35-31. Oh, the punt almost blocked high and very short. And it bounces and rolls back toward midfield and is down by the Oilers' Rick Graff. And the Bills are going to get a great drive start here.
Mark Pike almost got in there and blocked that punt.
Come on, are we dreaming? I mean, come on.
Well, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football.
Flood watch has been issued for late tonight and tomorrow with up to an inch and a half of rain falling on the area by tomorrow morning. Right now, 54 degrees on News Radio 55 WGR Buffalo.
A 24-yard punt And the Bills have it at the 48-yard line. Never have I seen a team with drive starts like this. Unbelievable.
Warren Moon, Van, in the first half was 19 out of 22. He's 2 for 7 in the second half as the defense has been relentless.
11 seconds left here in the third quarter. Frank Reich under center. And he hands it away to Kenneth Davis, running right, and they pile on him from the back at the 49-yard line. He got just a yard. It'll be second and 9. We have come to the end of the third quarter, and the Bills have the ball and trail 35-31 in a remarkable four-touchdown blitz that saw them come back from 35-3 to have a chance maybe to win this football game. Van Miller with Greg Brown, Mark Stout, our executive producer, Doug Wolf. You're listening to the Bills Football Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet from...
Let Tom Bowerly talk you out of bed.
And good morning. Breakfast with Bowerly.
Breakfast with Bowerly. Weekday mornings on WGR News Radio 55.
Bills offense has come alive in a big way. Frank Reich in the first half was 5 for 11 for 59 yards. Right now he's 16 out of 27, 245 yards.
We start the fourth quarter, second and 9. Bills at their 49, moving from left to right. Trailing 35-31, right to pass, the quick out, it's good, at the 45-yard line to Lofton, and Lofton is out of bounds, it'll be third and about 3. James Lofton made the reception at the Houston 45-yard line, Chris Dishman, the corner, made the tackle. A big play for the Bills now, 14:50 left in this game, that was the first play of the fourth quarter. Bills huddling, back at their 45, now they're led out by center Ken Howell. Frank Reich in relief of the injured Jim Kelly with three wideouts and Kenneth Davis. Reich waiting. Looks like Houston wants to blitz. Let's see if they come. Reich takes the snap. The blitz is on. He looks. He throws. And it's almost intercepted at the 39-yard line of the Bills. Andre Reed, as he threw into coverage, had two men with him down there. And the Bills, at least for the moment, have been thwarted and will send in their punter, Chris Moore.
Al Smith and Steve Jackson both could have had a shot. Actually, because they collided, the reason why they couldn't come up with a ball.
Now Moore to punt. And the Oilers getting their return man back there, Webster Slaughter, waiting at the 10. Moore, whose dog name is Hang Time, would like some. And he gets it away into the wind, and a fair catch by Slaughter down at the 9-yard line. Now the Oilers have a little wind advantage here, in fact quite a wind advantage, but they have a very poor drive start. Slaughter made that windy fair catch down at the 9-yard line.
Well, they may have the wind, but they don't have the fans and they don't have the momentum.
They don't have the 12th man.
Yeah, and for right now, that's got the sails going a little bit quicker.
Well, it really does. I mean, that's been right now the difference of this game. Since the momentum swung after the onside kick, this crowd has been incredible.
They'll set it down at the 10-yard line.
You know, and the crowd knows when to get loud when Warren Moon is under center.
Well, the crowd knows that it is causing commotion here. I mean, the fans know all too well that the line can't hear because of them.
All right, here is Moon. We'll see if he will run a little draw to his tailback or throw it on first down. First and 10 at the 10-yard line. The Oilers up 35-31. In motion goes Slaughter. Moon's going to throw. Looking around. Fires it out into the flat. Complete to the 15-yard line. And out of bounds at about the 18-yard line goes Leonard Harris. That'll be just a couple of yards short of a first down. Marcus Patton and J.D. Williams were the tacklers out there. And they're going to set it down a yard and a half away from a first down outside the 18-yard line of the Oilers. So that's a nice play on the drive start for Houston from their 10.
That's what the Oilers were employing early on, a kind of what you called, Greg, dink and dunk short pass.
All right, now watch for Lorenzo White here on this second down play. It is second down and a yard and a half. Warren Moon waits for a snap. Gives it to White, running left, and he is pulled down at the 20, but he will have the first down. Darrell Talley made the tackle on him. And I believe he got the first down out to the 20-yard line. And they do indicate first down.
By the way, we had mentioned the 12th man, the actual attendance at Rich Stadium today, 75,141.
13 minutes, 18 seconds to play. Up come the Oilers. Led out by their center, Bruce Matthews out of USC. First down at their 20-yard line. Warren Moon looking over a four-man front. Or actually a three-man front. Dropping back to throw. Fires it over the middle. It's good to Givens, and Givens runs out to the 40-yard line and is going to be gang-tackled at the 46. A big gain for the Oilers. Maybe the 47-yard line as they get 27 yards on the throw to Ernest Givens, who had a big first half. And let's see how many he has total now. Is that his sixth reception, Greg?
Well, for Ernest Givens, it is. His sixth reception. I'll tell you, I just don't like when the Bills, they did it there. They blitzed
Shane Conlon.
And that opens things up the middle. And Shane just does not have the speed to create a lot of things up the middle. I would not blitz Shane Conlon.
First and 10 at the 47. The Oilers coming back, leading 35-31. They started at their 10. They have it out to their 47. Motion by Leonard Harris. Warren Moon dropping back, looking around. He throws, and it is incomplete at the Bills' 44-yard line, intended for Haywood Jeffries, who has scored two touchdowns in the game. Odoms and Talley were covering.
I mean, Haywood Jeffries is a great guy to have on your team when things are going well, but when things start to go awry, he starts to complain, look for flags, get mad at his own team. This time, Nate Odoms pushing him out of bounds before he could get both feet in.
Second and 10 at the 47 of the Oilers. They have the ball in the lead, 35-31, 12:08 to play. Warren Moon sets up with the four wideouts and Lorenzo White. Leonard Harris motions, turns around, comes to the left and comes set. Moon to throw. Pressure, he throws, and it's caught on the crossing pattern and stopped short of a first.
Digitally remastered by staffannouncer.com.
Staffannouncer.com.